This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
Our guest this morning has had a massive couple of years, scoring second place in Triple J's Hottest 100, followed by nominations for six ARIA Awards.
Six of them.
Taking two of them home. She's heading off on her second national tour next month, and her debut album was released last week.
Fantastic.
Amy Shark, welcome to Joy.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Good morning. Amy Shark's not your real name, is it?
It's not. I wish it was. No, for me, it was very important to sort of separate my family name just so I could be really sort of free when writing and not sort of drag my family into my heavy lyrics.
You don't need your mother ringing up questioning everything you've just said out there.
Yeah, exactly. Or I don't need people finding my mother either. So, it was really important for me to sort of separate that.
Yeah, absolutely. Where does your passion for music come from?
I guess it started pretty early on. Like I was really lucky. My parents listened to great music. You know, they were always playing Smashing Pumpkins or Sinead O'Connor and just really beautiful lyric heavy music. No one in my family really played an instrument or sang, but I was just influenced by listening to the music that was playing in our family home. Yeah.
So who are your musical influences?
I've had so many, but I guess when I was at school, if you couldn't really sing like Mariah Carey or Beyonce, you just didn't sing. So it took a while for me to sort of I was getting into Death Cab for Cutie and Tegan and Sarah and all these, alternative bands,
yeah.
Which made it feel like it took a while for the penny to drop that I was like, these people just sound like them and they're just writing music that they love. So, you know, after that, I started, understanding that it's okay. I can not sound like Mariah Carey and I can make
music. Mariah Carey doesn't sound like Mariah Carey anymore.
I've been told, but you know what I mean, yeah.
Didn't Mariah Carey, wasn't she able to open roller doors with her voice? She could hit a high pitch. Can you open roller doors?
No. Not at all. And I think I heard something great. She could hit some ridiculous notes.
That's a lie that she'd be telling. No, she'd be telling anything.
We could get Amy and take her in the car and open all these roller
You're not going to want me to even try and do that because this is that you'll never have me back and I want to come back. So.
In 2016, radio picked up your single Adore and your career almost blew up overnight. Were you prepared for that?
I didn't expect that, but in regards to preparation, probably yes, only because I had been playing and writing music for so long. So it was almost like I'd been in this just gnarly training for this day, and I never actually knew that day was going to come, but I was pretty ready by the time I had to tour and go and record songs. I had so many songs. I was so ready to do it. So everything sort of happened at a really good time.
At the right time. And you scored second place in Triple J's Hottest 100.
Yes.
Ripped off.
Really?
I thought it should be number one. I mean, yeah, I did see that, you were up the top. You were favourite.
Yeah.
But you scraped in at second.
Flume, it was a very hard one to beat.
Yeah. Mm.
And I mean, when people were even comparing me to Flume at the time, I was like, this is ridiculous. Like, I'm just not at this level. So to come in second place was I'm definitely not complaining.
Fantastic.
And I love the film clip. There's some little choreographic music going on and the street girls are having a dance. I love choreography.
Yeah.
I live for choreography.
Yeah. A lot of my music videos have a bit of choreo in it. And that was funny. I had no budget for that. So, yeah.
It's great. I loved you. Your new film clip's fantastic.
Oh, that's just me. I have a couple of drinks and I'm like, let's take this shot now. I'm ready.
And I liked your film clips. We think of a film clip, I'm a Kylie lover. We're into pop. So it's all glitter and flancy. And I love your film clips. They're so urban. It's like you can really imagine that you are there in part of the clip. It's not, you're not watching in voyaging. It's good.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. My music's quite real and, a lot of the time it just makes sense to have it quite urban and authentic.
Earlier this year, Apple Music named you their Up Next artist.
Yeah, that was a big deal for me because obviously Apple is a very huge company, and that the whole idea of Apple Up Next, you know, they had Khalid and Billie Eilish and all these, you know, huge stars, and they sort of can have anyone they want. So to be from Australia, it was crazy that they, you know, saw
first
something.
Australian as well, isn't it? Was that so? That's a big deal.
Yeah, it was.
And then you went to go on to Letterman. I mean, the Yanks know who you are now, don't they?
Yeah, I did. I did James Corden.
Oh, that's fun.
But like, you know, there was billboards in LA and New York, and that was all linked to Apple, and it was ridiculous.
So you're driving down LA, and there's a picture with you up on this big giant billboard,
like an actual billboard.
Fantastic!
It was insane. Like, it was insane. So yeah, it was a good time.
Did you take a look and think, oh my goodness, look at this?
Yeah, my whole team and I went and played James Corden, and then we went to where the billboard was up, and we all sat in the gutter drinking like some wine, and we were just like, this is so cool, man. So it was really cool.
And you're on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they're just such big shows. Hey, like, it's, you know, I grew up watching them and thinking, wow, like, only really big stars do these shows.
And you.
Well, I just definitely never saw myself on that level. So, you know, there was a stage where I was in the green room and I'm like, I'm about to play Jimmy Fallon. Like, this is just not real life right now. Yeah.
Well, fantastic. So, as we said before, you were up for 6 ARIE Awards and you've won 2. That's pretty good.
It's not a bad outcome for my first ARIES.
And where do you keep them? Do you have somewhere special?
I'm pretty boring at the moment because I'm not home that often and I'm in the process of buying a new place. So everything's in storage.
Oh, okay.
And all locked up because I'm paranoid that someone's going to break in and steal everything. So, everything's in storage, but hopefully one day I can have like a house and have everything up.
Amy, the latest single, I Said Hi, has been picked up by commercial radio all over the place. We've added it to our daytime playlist here.
Correct.
At Joy as well. We're loving the new sound.
I love you guys for adding that new sound.
Did you write this one with a more commercial sound in mind or?
Not at all, actually. I'm really shocked because this song is, you know, I mean, I went out kind of swinging with this one and it's totally not my usual topic. Usually in my head, I'm like, oh, if it's not angsty and romantic, no one's going to like it. But, you know, this song was such an anthem for me. It was always going to be a song I was going to write. It's kind of passive aggressive. And it only goes for like 2:50 and I really had no idea that it was going to do what it did. So I'm really happy about it.
Doing well. It's becoming the highest charting Australian single since 2016. Number one on the iTunes chart. Number two on Shazam's Australian Top 100. Number two on the AirPlay chart.
Well, that's pretty big.
It's fantastic.
You're taking over the world.
You guys have done your research. I like it.
So your new album's called Love Monster.
Yes.
And it's just been released. So that's why we have you in here today. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no worries.
Yeah, and for those who haven't heard it yet, what can we expect from it?
So Love Monster, I mean, this is like, you know, 10 years in the making, this record. Like, I've had so many songs that I never thought would have a home, and now they have a home on Love Monster, which is great. But I like to explain it as if it was like a really great first season, like when you find a season on Netflix that you're really into and it's got so much happening. Like, there's like love and relationships, and then, but they're trying to get together, and there's jealousy, and then there's probably a death, and it's like, everything is in this record. Like, I didn't hold back. There's so many stories, and you'll learn a lot about me in this album. So it's exciting.
And that's what I love about your music. I mean, you listen to some of the pop music now and you think, and it's no disrespect to any of the artists out there, but there's, you know, just a couple of lines and you think, oh, they've written that in 5 seconds, they've auto-tuned it, and there's just no substance to the songs themselves, whereas yours does tell a story.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, really good. I feel the same every now and then. You can sort of tell when there's been, you know, 15 different writers on one track, and I just never want to be that. So, yeah, thank you.
You're going on your second national tour around Australia and New Zealand in August and September, and the shows have been selling out. Are you excited about that?
I'm so excited. Like, I'm playing venues that, you know, I've been going to my whole life, seeing all my favorite bands and artists. So to think that they're selling out, and they're such big, beautiful rooms. I'm counting down. It's going to be great. You know, Melbourne's such a sweetheart home for me. So everyone's been selling out the shows here quicker than any other show. So it's like,
you know, us here in Melbourne, we love a bit of live music.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Every other state puts
you
in
guys
pokies,
really,
we keep it going.
Yeah, you really back it. It's amazing. I love it.
It's going to be exciting.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
I hope to see you guys there, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good.
Well, I'm allowed out after nine occasionally.
Yeah.
It's the problem when you have to do
make
breakfast
an exception
radio.
For that one,
after
right?
9 o'clock, you have to be in bed.
And I want you wearing that gold jacket too, because it's very on
you.
Point.
Excellent. Yeah. I know. I wore it just for
on
you.
On brand.
Yes, black
on
and
brand.
Gold.
So you can buy tickets for the Love Monster Tour at AmyShark.com. The new album Love Monster is available now through Sony Music Australia, wherever great music is sold. And we've got the latest single, I Said Hi, to play for you now here on Joy 94.9. Amy Shark, thank you for coming into Joy this morning.
Thank you, guys. It was a pleasure. I stand in the corner like a tired boxer, one hand on my cheekbone, one hand on the rope. And all my veins pump blood into my throat so I can hit the note, go do it all again, tell them all I said hi. Tell them all I said hi. And I lay half awake thinking what's it gonna take for my moment to arrive, so sick and paralyzed. And I chew my gum on the left side of my mouth, wonder when I'll spit it out. Yeah, I'm just getting started. Tell them all I said hi. Hope you've been well. You've been asleep while
by, and I bet the whole world thought that I would give up today. Lying on my side, watching time fly by, and I bet the whole world thought that I would give up today. Lying on my side, watching time fly by, and I bet the whole world thought that I would give up today. Lying on my side, watching time fly by, and I bet the whole world thought that I would give up. Yeah, I bet the whole world thought that I would give up.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes, or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.